Welcome to Ascension Gear, show 6. Happy New Year. I'm not in Nepal. I'm studying Zangarbhatto more because it basically bailed me out of the problem I was in a few years ago. And it's been working to an extent ever since. I'm not in those places because I've had some money and it has come from the person who was responsible or whatever, the entity that was responsible. Actually, it's not even that. It's it's pretty hard to describe when your regular father, or you thought, you know, what's considered to be a regular father, has a surgery, personality changes big time afterwards, and then the masters start showing up, or, well, actually 5 of them at once showed up, and they told me that he was dead. Well, he wasn't physically dead, but his personality was so different, and it was very dark, and mostly he was actually dead, and it turned out that there was a demon that had taken his place named Tarakasura. At least that's what I was told. This took time for me to figure this out. So now I'm sitting here highly debating what just happened because I thought I was going to Nepal and I was feeling really bad. I was feeling like this is, you know, it was just brutally difficult to continue doing what I was doing here in the States. So I bought that ticket and then went up to Portland to, you know, get on the plane. But of course, the flight wasn't for a number of days because the ticket was bought a ways out. And I had to figure out all this stuff because of the mail going to Nepal and me going and all this different stuff. Anyway, it got to be a bit much, so I had to cancel the ticket. Lost some money on that one, but anyway, so I'm sitting here questioning, you know, why I was led to go over there. Well, it did fix the depression of the moment because suddenly I became about Nepal and traveling, and this can definitely cure you of depression because it's certainly not boring. But it didn't fix the problem. So I have to go back to the source of all this, which is my father causing so many problems when his personality changed. And then Zangarbhatto coming and just changing things dramatically. And something that happened during this process was that Michael Jackson came, started coming around. As we all know, he's not physically alive, but he was coming around me. My inner vision is quite strong, and he was around, and he was like, I'm your father, is what he said. I'm your father. And I'm like, well, I'm not sure how this is going to play out, but it was quite strange because here's Michael Jackson, one of the most famous people that's ever existed here on the planet, hanging around me and wanting to become my father or saying he's my father. And he's acting like, well, this is going to really be hard for me because for obvious reasons, you're not a very good relationship with this father figure of yours. But he's like, well, I feel good being in, you know, it's worth it because of who I was. And so I've got this So ever since then, there's been this thing about Michael Jackson, and even Prince came, and he was around, and other famous figures. And this comes from this part of this is Zangabeto. I know that because Zangabeto comes from Africa. I became very interested in this, and Zangabeto. Apparently, I have a history with Zangabeto. Apparently, I was one of the ones in a past life that was part of the founders of this in over there. It seemed that way. I mean, maybe that's an illusion, but I was reading the story about the foundation of this, and it seemed like I was very connected to it. Anyway, the thing came as soon as I made one, it came and showed up, and it was huge. It was as tall as the it was tall I mean sorry it was way above the building. Actually, it was this gigantic thing that showed up right over the building and all around the building, and others saw it too. And yeah, so ever since then, it's been a really big deal to me because of what happened there. And what happened after that was I left that place where I'd been for quite some time. And I had been falsely accused of slapping one of the people that worked there. And I had to go to jail for a few hours. I had a court case. I got out of it. I got the it was dismissed, or it was the charges were downgraded to a misdemeanor. And so there was all kinds of garbage going on when I was there, and it was religious persecution. The lady didn't like what I was saying about the end times, and she said, "You can't talk like that about the end times." And she accused me of slapping her, and there was no evidence of me slapping her, but because everything's on video, I touched her. Touched her hand, and it was a playful touch, and she used that against me. So there was all kinds of garbage. If you end up in these places, watch out. I've tried to get my father. I've tried to switch places with him because he's the one that killed my business. And anyway, I've tried to get him. I tried to just switch places because he's got my money, and I should have. And he destroyed my business. I should have. You know, he owes me in a very big way. So, he's not even my father. The father was killed off in the father was killed off in the surgery. He didn't survive that surgery. You can die. You can leave your body, and another entity can come in. It's called a walk-in. And you can totally leave. It's an agreement that you make with the spirit on the other side, and you just switch places. It's called walking in. I've seen it happen more than once. And so this idiot turned just killed my business, absolutely destroyed it. It went on for a number of years, nothing honest about him anymore, and he killed it. And that was a prosperous business. I was good at that. I know how to buy and sell houses and flip houses and fix them up to an extent. I'm very good at finding deals. That was what I was really good at. But anyway, Zangabeto fixed this to an extent because Zangabeto kicked the demon out of my father. That was the horrible energy that was just, you know, a truly dangerous energy to be connected to. I almost died on numerous occasions because of that energy. And so I saw that happen. I saw the demon kick this thing out. I mean, sorry, the entity get removed. It was actually Thoth that did it. I saw this thing come in and kick this out. And it was like a black bird-like thing or something in a. It was just, yeah. These things happen in spaces that are. Well, black space is all around us. The universe is made up of dark energy. There's light in it, but it's dark and it's consists of like 98% of the universe. So things happen in these spaces that you can't see, but it's definitely there. And this type of thing, if you have inner vision and you know the energy of something, it's very easy to tell when something changes. And that's what happened. And so Thoth came, got rid of that thing. It was really Zangabeto. Zangabeto is a collection of masters that come and help these villagers that build these structures, these bam, or these straw wood structures that they build. And people sometimes don't believe it, but, and maybe some of them are fake actually, but there's many that are real, because the thing showed up after I built one here in the States. I wasn't even in Africa, and I didn't even build it to scale, to the right scale. I built a little one, but I couldn't build a big one because I was in an apartment. So anyway, that's what happened. And I wanted to get into that because the drama of not going to, the drama is crazy, but Zangabeto has helped big time. There had to be another reason why this thing was allowed to come into my father's body, because it's just not right in so many ways that this would be allowed to take place. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I cleared my karma long before that. And I gave up my life to study ascension for 10 years. Who does that, you know? So here I am wondering about what is going on. And you gotta put your faith in sometimes some energies that don't make sense to hardly anyone, because that's what's helping you. And in this case, Michael Jackson combined with Zangabeto combined with a number of other high level black star characters have really been coming to the forefront, and of course these people are very well known. It's not, and the part that isn't known is how this all works. And so walk-ins are very real. It could be a good walk-in, it could be a bad walk-in. I mean, a negative walk-in. It could be a positive one. I saw there was a lady that my teacher studied from, and she had passed, and she tried to come in actually to this lady that lived on the property. They tried to switch. They were going to switch places, and my teacher kept seeing this, and that would have really helped, because the teacher was a high level person, and Beulah was close to her, so it would have helped her. And then the lady, it didn't work. It actually got stopped. The lady changed her mind and decided to stick around, which the lady on the property. So that was pretty weird. But I mean, when your own father turns into a demon and then you know, you can't even function for years. I mean, not work a regular job, can't make money. Things just fall to pieces. And then that's real. And the master's coming to you. You don't get, it's obviously real. So here I am questioning the latest issue from the Nepal trip. And obviously I'd rather be in Nepal, because I've already stated that it's the home to Garak Nath, or they revere him over there. And that's who I study so much. So if you can make it easy and you don't have to worry too much about cash flow, then of course it's going to be better than sitting here in the United States. which I'm not addicted to to this country or, you know, any Western country I'm not addicted to. It's mostly about materialism. It's not about spiritual growth. There's some freedom, obviously, which is good. And there is religious freedom. At any rate, I don't need to get into that because it's too strange of a conversation for this topic. I may later. So anyway, it's pretty tricky when you're talking about traveling to the other side of the world and then you have to pull the plug. You need to know where you are. I didn't even know where I was in Portland. I didn't want to go into Portland. I knew that because I'm living in a van. So I was in these little towns and I'm like skirting Portland and I'm like trying to do all this stuff at this, you know, trying to organize. And it's like, this is tricky. I don't know these towns. I'm just trying to like, store the car and get out of here. But you got the mail, you got the hotel on the other side, you got all the flights, and it's like, oh my God, this is a little crazy. It's all right if you're able to work, but when you're like, depending on sources that you're not even sure about sometimes, then it gets even strange, you know, it gets pretty strange. So I pull the plug for now. There's lots of ways to, that it may work still. If anyone has money out there that wants to help Nepal, I'm game for that. You can reach me at ascensiongear9@gmail.com. I don't know that that's going to happen, but, I know there's people out there. I don't know if people have enough brains to pay attention to what I'm saying. I don't run into a lot of people with brains enough to pay close attention because they don't see me as, successful because I don't have I don't have much money. The more money you have, the more successful you appear in this culture. Unless you're some supernaturalist, you know, they're not going to take you super seriously just because you speak of masters from somewhere. They are the types usually that need to be beat over the head with something to wake up. Like something has to happen, like fast, like now. That's that's the instant wake up. That's what most people need over here because they're just lost in so many things and it's not going to be obvious to them that they need to change. They're like, well, I wonder what's on YouTube or I wonder what's on the TV or, you know, I wonder what's on the news. YouTube may be the best of those choices, but still, I mean, what they're looking at is probably not, you know, on a super high level. Not here, not what I'm used to seeing. So anyway, the black stars are numerous in nature. The real stars seem to be the ones that have a lot of faith in these masters. I'm not sure where it leads in Africa. Maybe I need to go there and try to find these people to, you know, see who these people are, because they're certainly capable of drawing these guys in, and these things do amazing stuff over there. Amazing. And from what I can see, the policing part does work. They claim to police things, and I've seen the policing because I started having money and the demon was kicked out of the entity of the body that was my father and became that demon. And so it got rid of that demon. I saw that happen. that energy disappeared after that event. That energy was not the same. It wasn't exactly super supportive, but it was more supportive, and it wasn't the demon anymore. Recently, it's caused me to question the whole thing more, because I can't seem to get my cousin's phone numbers from this character who I don't know who it is. And now in the west, in the east, east, you're supposed to, on the enlightenment path, you renounce the world and you renounce your family. You give up your family. And this is respected. It's known that this is part of it. You don't need a bunch of people that are trying to remind you of a bunch of flaws that don't even exist anymore. Trying to beat you up. Basically, what they're going to do is they're not going to see what you've been doing, because they're not on the path, and they don't know what happens when you get on this path, the ascension path. So they're busy telling you that you're this and you're that based on this character that existed, 20, 30 years ago, and it's not even you anymore. This is not help. The chances are very low that anyone's going to be on the ascension path, because you don't hear this, if someone, like I've said many times, and people don't talk like that. So, you got to pay attention to this, what's going on with these Babas. Pilot Baba makes a very good case for this. So does Garak Nath. He shows up and takes, at one point he takes Pilot's Baba over to his family. He actually inhabits Pilot Baba's family. Garak Nath can do anything. So he comes, and Pilot's, living out in the outback there. This was at the beginning. And he does this thing where he actually takes Pilot's Baba's body, flies it over to his family's place, and starts to talk to the relatives, and they're freaking out because they don't understand what's going on. And it's Garak Nath. He's taken over his body, and Pilot's actually followed him in the astral world. He was actually, he was in his astral body when this happened, and he follows Garak Nath. He sees the whole thing over there. And he's like, he has no impact on what's going on. And he's watching, and Garak Nath is like just tripping them out, And then they leave, Pilot and Garaksha leave, and they go back to where they came from. But it was so weird and it's so unusual. His mother was crying, and the siblings were there, and they were watching all this. It was just a really unusual scene. And so this walking in is very real. And if you become super depressed and you haven't made it very far, you can easily have entities attached to you. And you can have them released from you as well. And I had one released from me by my teacher. She said that there was a woman that was attached to me, and she was always around, and she wasn't very good, and she was causing trouble, and she got rid of it. She got rid of this woman. And I didn't see this, but she's like, yeah, I mean, she could see. Her vision was amazing. Anyway, I don't need to worry about that. I'm just trying to relay this whole thing. The Garak Nath is on such a level, and others like him. It's like, they're just out there, and who knows where land. When you study that one book I've mentioned, it gets into detail about just the extreme amount of yogic understanding that this man has, and that if you even got you know, a quarter of the way that he got, you'll be in the stratosphere. You won't be hanging out here. You'll be floating around, living in divine oneness, perfection, and you can come and go as you please. And that's the beauty of this path. I've started to realize that the cleansing from giving up food, you have a lot of garbage in your system, so, and it can cause you a lot of trouble. And so this cleansing stuff should be a regular thing that you practice, and you should try to study people that really inspire you. And I've found some more people from the West recently that are inspiring, very inspiring. And one is a Russian man, and he seems to have attained numerous superhuman abilities, some of the big stuff. His name is Ernst Vetter, Vetter, and he seems to be able to levitate, telekinesis, big stuff, moving stuff with the mind and floating around. He teaches this, and he's very smart. He sounds very evolved. He sounds very humble, very, I don't know what the word, there's a lot of people around there's a group he was a part of. He was selected by somebody, and because of his potential. And there's one of his students named Alex Shimko, and he also, and this one's from Ukraine. So don't get too caught up in all these nationalities. You'll run into some serious problems in your head about what's what. You don't want to think about the governments of the world and all these stupid lines they've got drawn out all over the planet about this country is this, this country is this. It's all a lie. These aren't real. It may look like a country, but it's run by the controllers. They run the whole thing. It's just their cutouts. These are corporations mostly. Yeah, they get in wars and this and that, but you don't want to get wrapped up in all this, because it'll just suck you down that rabbit hole, unless you don't know anything, and then you need to know some so you don't get buried by all that. Anyway, only reason I bring that up is because he's Russian, and I know people are going to have a lot of people will have a problem because he's Russian. Oh, crap. Well, guess what? He didn't start the war, and he's not the president, so he doesn't have control over that government, so you don't need to worry about the fact that he's Russian. Or that I'm American and that guy's Ukrainian. You don't need to worry about any of that. You just need to worry about the path. And if they're on the path, be thankful that they're on the path. That's all you need to worry about. Anyway, guy's very smart. And so is Alex Shimko. And so is Ray Mayor, the breatharian that interviews him. So is, he's great. Great guy, Ray Mayor. Another very smart one about eating less and trying to go off food and all the problems with these crazy diet, these big portions and big diets that people are on. Your actions are the most important thing, aside from, you know, eating can cause you physically a lot of trouble, but spiritually, the actions you do are the most important thing, cleaning up your actions. At any rate, but Elatim is great. So is the Black Airbender. Those are more breatharians. There's another one, and I can't remember his name. He's part of the Elatim group. Young guy. Anyway, I keep running into these people. It's great. I'm really happy to have all these people. Anyway, the 30 minutes is over. I got to get off here. Blessings. Subscribe if you want to see whatever more. I don't know, probably won't get bigger, but I might get some guests, who knows. I'm not worried about it. Blessings, happy new year.